What if the craziest idea in the room is actually the only one worth pursuing? In 1859, a young entrepreneur named Jamsetji Tata returned to British-occupied India with a vision so audacious his peers thought he'd lost his mind. Indians could revolutionize cotton production and loosen Britain's economic stranglehold. He bought a bankrupt mill, turned it profitable, then made an even more absurd decision, establishing his Empress Mill thousands of kilometers inland, far from established ports. The British occupiers laughed until they realized they were the punchline. Today, the Tata Group stands as one of the world's most iconic conglomerates, proof that disruption always begins as something hilarious, fringe, or almost pathetic. We're witnessing a fundamental shift in how innovation happens. Companies no longer create disruptors, disruptors create companies. From Drake's unlikely dominance in hip-hop to ancient pirate queen Ching Shi commanding 80,000 men, history's most powerful disruptions come from individuals, not corporations. Bold ones share a fearlessness that allows them to challenge incumbents and reinvent themselves. They don't respond to change, they create it. Whether you're a Sony engineer like Ken Kutaragi confronting leadership after Nintendo's betrayal, sparking the PlayStation revolution, or a solo creator building an empire from your bedroom, what matters is the internal drive to upset the status quo. Innovation can happen within existing organizations or outside them entirely. The question isn't where you work, it's whether you're willing to feed your insatiable need to innovate, unleash your hidden talent, and unlock your individuality. Because if you don't express your creativity, someone else will, and you'll watch the marketplace change without you. In 2016, radio host dismissed Cardi B as an ex-stripper who couldn't rap. Within a year, she'd broken Beyoncé's record for simultaneous top 10 songs by a female artist. The gatekeepers who rejected her had fallen into expertise's trap. The better you become at something, the more likely you'll doubt someone else's breakthrough. Past success creates efficient pathways that become impossible to see beyond. Best practices hinder innovation. True breakthroughs come from abandoning the playbook entirely, like Cardi B breaking every conventional social media rule with raw authenticity. There's a critical difference between pursuing excellence and becoming defensive about your expertise. Ask yourself, are you utterly certain about how to accomplish something? Do you dismiss alternatives? Then you're ripe for disruption. NBA player Russell Westbrook exemplifies this, chasing impressive personal statistics while his teams consistently lose. His identity so wrapped in achievements that he couldn't adapt to actually win. To avoid this fate, proactively reduce your own status, listen to newcomers, and stay willing to constantly start at zero. When ESPN fired Bill Simmons in 2015, they made a $200 million mistake. He launched The Ringer and thrived by reading cultural shifts, recognizing audiences wanted authenticity over traditional reporting. His success came from understanding the world holistically beyond his core focus. Innovation starts with asking, where is the world going? Explore the fringes, emerging technologies, basements, coffee shops, subreddits, private Slack groups where disruptive concepts emerge. You don't need radical transformation. Instead, dent the outside, gradually chip away at your expertise boundaries. Move into psychologist Vygotsky's zone of proximal development, just beyond what you know but within reach with help. Bill Simmons transitioned from writing to podcasting. Cardi B moved from dancing to Instagram to reality TV before rap. Innovation often comes through remixing, reorganizing existing elements with personal flair. Fashion designer Virgil Abloh called this the 3% rule. Adding just 3% difference creates meaningful innovation while remaining accessible. To truly influence the world, you need devoted believers, not just customers. The most influential brands attach to iconic individuals, Apple to Steve Jobs, Tesla to Elon Musk. Building devoted followers requires focusing on the overlooked and marginalized. When Rihanna recognized the beauty industry's failure to serve diverse skin tones, she launched Fenty Beauty with 40 different shades, generating $100 million in 40 days. True disruptors embrace those on the fringes, building fierce loyalty by championing those others ignore. Create a halo effect by doing something so spectacular that everything else you touch seems blessed. When Kanye West left Nike for Adidas in 2013, his Yeezy line revitalized the entire brand. Build a personal moat, a unique combination of skills and interests that creates your personal monopoly. The paradox of piracy. When you aim for the fringe, you ultimately attract the masses. By creating something authentic for a niche audience, rather than trying to appeal to everyone, you build something so worthwhile that everyone wants to join. Michelle Romanov's insight led her to co-found Clearco, which has funded 7,000 companies with $3 billion. Like Newton discovering gravity, disruption comes from uncovering truths hiding in plain sight. Research reveals a paradox. Transformational initiatives generate over 2/3 of all new value, yet companies invest only 10% of resources there. Secrets exist in three tiers. Obvious secrets offer immediate value, but represent only 10% of innovation's potential, like Excel automations or marketing tweaks. Harder secrets require exploring customer psychology beyond your company. Howard Schultz transformed coffee from commodity to luxury after observing Italian espresso culture, realizing Americans already customized coffee more than any other food. The most valuable secrets emerge when you venture outside your industry to identify patterns across unrelated fields. Romanov's Clearco automated funding decisions based on campaign ROI rather than human judgment, unintentionally solving banking's gender bias by funding 10 times more women-owned businesses than average VC firms. The key is recognizing patterns connecting seemingly unrelated domains. Hassan Minhaj's bold decision to host the White House Correspondents' Dinner when others declined, including President Trump, proved transformative. His performance garnered global headlines weeks before his Netflix special released, multiplying his exposure. When Netflix called again, Minhaj rented an abandoned studio and produced a pilot over a single weekend, securing a 32-episode contract for the Patriot Act. Like professional surfers who spend 95% of their time waiting and only 5% riding waves, success comes from recognizing perfect moments when everything aligns. These lightning strikes allow your risk to yield outsized returns. Research on 25,000 artists, directors, and scientists revealed that hot streaks follow a pattern: exploration, discovering and playing, followed by exploitation, laser focusing on what you're best at. The Matthew effect explains how early success compounds. Initial recognition brings more attention and funding, enabling greater recognition. To engineer your lightning strike, set a date and publicly commit. Create intensity around your launch and build a bigger spotlight by involving others. When the pandemic devastated keynote speaking in 2020, some speakers rented theaters and invested in Hollywood-quality cameras, turning crisis into their best year ever. In 1479 BC, Hatshepsut became Egypt's first female pharaoh, ruling through peaceful prosperity and monumental architecture. Cultural disruption is the ultimate achievement, embedding yourself so deeply in consciousness that you change how we view life itself. When Vince Carter dominated the 2000 NBA slam dunk contest, he inspired an entire generation of Canadian basketball players, transforming Canada into a disproportionate producer of NBA talent. The most powerful person in any room is the storyteller. The greatest stories create expansive universes where others contribute their own narratives. Your storytelling begins with why you're doing this work and what you're fighting against. Name that villain clearly and rally followers to your cause. To penetrate someone's mind, infiltrate their imagination with something magical. Michael Jordan transformed from basketball legend to footwear icon. His Air Jordans are still worn by kids who've never seen him play. When you sacrifice yourself on the altar of disruption, your legacy reverberates in others' next moves, changing civilization itself.